Border Patrol officials say 30-year-old Nicholas Ivey was killed overnight. At about 2 p.m., officials from the FBI, the Cochise County Sheriff's Office, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection held a press conference in Naco, Arizona, near the place where the shooting happened. Jeffrey Self is the commander of Customs and Border Protection in Arizona. He says last night's events demonstrate the dangers that agents face along the southwest border every day.
His death only strengthens our resolve to enforce the rule of law and bring those responsible to justice.
Self says his agency is mourning the loss of Ivy, the second Border Patrol agent killed in Arizona in less than 2 years.
Many of the CBP family received this call at 2 o'clock this morning. It's been a long day for us, but it's been longer for no one more than a wife whose husband is not coming home. It's been longer for no one more than two children whose father is not coming home.
FBI officials say agents are at the scene of the shooting and will likely continue to investigate and collect evidence for a day or two. Like much of the border, the shooting happened in an area with rugged terrain near Highway 80 just east of Bisbee. Cochise County Sheriff's deputies were first on the scene. Carol Kappas, a sheriff's spokeswoman, describes her agency's response.
At approximately 1:33 a.m. today's date, October 2nd, the Cochise County Sheriff's Office was notified by Naco Border Patrol Station, the Brian Terry Station, that there was an incident involving one of their agents who had been shot.
Kappa says Cochise County Sheriff's deputies found the three agents, Ivy already dead, one agent wounded, and another uninjured. The deputies attempted to make contact with suspects but were unable to do so.
The information that we have so far is that these three agents were responding to a sensor hit and they were walking up the trail in that area when they reportedly took gunfire.
The FBI is not releasing any information on suspects or evidence from the scene where the Utah native was killed. Other border area shootings have fueled political debate in the state. Arizona Public Media's Andrea Kelly has more on that part of the story.
After Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was killed in December 2010, guns found at the scene were traced to the Fast and Furious gun smuggling operation. That operation has been the focus of high-ranking federal officials in both parties and led some of them to resign from their posts. Before that, the killing of border rancher Rob Krentz took a central role in Arizona's 2010 races for Congress, governor, and legislative seats. Stephen Camerota is director of research at the Center for Immigration Studies, which favors, in his words, robust enforcement of immigration law. He says today's shooting may play a role in local politics, even if it doesn't change the national discussion about border-related issues.
Well, its most likely effect would be locally, reminding people in Arizona and around the border that the border is a dangerous place and that very bad things can happen there, that there is violence, particularly on the Mexican side, but that sometimes can spill over. And that's an important issue for voters to think about.
Camerota says the presidential candidates may bring up related issues following Agent Ivy's death, but the economy has been the central issue so far.
I think it will come up. I think it will make some difference. But obviously there are many issues in the campaign, and immigration itself has many aspects to it.
Several politicians have issued statements following Ivy's death today. Some have called for more security measures. Others have used it as an opportunity to say federal officials are not fulfilling their responsibilities on the border. Many of the statements express sympathy for Ivy's family and gratitude for the work of Border Patrol agents. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.